Hello, and welcome to the Breakthrough Coaches podcast coaching series entitled Celebrate Your Progress and Plan for More. I'm Jill Pankost, Vice President and Managing Partner of the Breakthrough Coach. If you're listening to this session, you're a graduate of our two-day program, How to Work Less, Produce More, and Still Get the Job Done in a Sensible School Week. The purpose of this audio series is to support our alumni in the on-the-job implementation of the two-day program. As with any new program you undertake, challenges will arise. You'll have burning questions for which you'll want answers. You'll come to decision-making crossroads that call for out-of-the-box solutions. And inevitably, breakdowns will happen. Our podcast series is designed to support and encourage you through those make-or-break moments so that you thrive as an administrative team. You've been practicing TBC's management methodology for almost 1 year now. It's time to benchmark your progress. The key areas we want to get some information about are how many hours per week you've been averaging in classrooms, how many total hours per week you've been working, and the ratio between the two. So like your doctor routinely measures your weight, temperature, and blood pressure, looking at these three key areas will give us an overall sense of your health on the job, and most importantly, the progress you've made towards working less and producing more. As we move through this process of assessing your progress, what you'll immediately notice is that when you bring your awareness to how you've been spending your time, how you spend your time going forward will very naturally begin to shift. Another way of saying this is that what you measure starts to move. So for instance, if you want to lose weight, you need to weigh yourself weekly and keep track of what goes in your mouth. Part of how you raise student achievement is to review your student data regularly and administer standardized tests each year to determine how your students are or are not improving. In order to continue to increase your time in classrooms and decrease your total time at work, we suggest you now start to collect some real data that accurately reflects what's happening for you in both areas. You can begin to track how you're spending your work time using TBC's template called the Time Tracking Chart. Please print out a copy of the Time Tracking Chart attachment we sent with this podcast link so you can be looking at it while I explain how to use it. The time tracking chart is a very simple yet profound tool for impacting both your total working hours and time on task. In order to collect the data you want to analyze, your secretary, using your existing calendar information, will take no more than 5 minutes at the end of each day to fill in the time tracking chart. Then in your Friday daily meeting, the two of you should review the week's completed chart together and use it to inform or tweak the following week's schedule. The layout of the time tracking chart will allow your secretary to benchmark your time in the following 8 areas. Number 1, classroom or building time. Classroom building time is the time you spend in classrooms and or in other parts of the building observing staff performance while the game is in play, meaning during the actual instructional day. So if your instructional day is 6 hours, 2 days a week of classroom building time would equal 12 hours. If your instructional day is only 5 hours, 2 days a week would equal 10 hours, and so on. Examples of classroom building time include classroom walkthroughs, evaluations, observing cafeteria staff during a lunch period, watching your playground duty supervise rec periods, and or simply walking through the halls and catching up with your various teaching and custodial staff. All of this counts as classroom building time. Number 2, training and development time. Training and development time is time scheduled on office days to speak with individuals or groups to offer instructional coaching, feedback, and training and development. Examples of training and development time include one-on-one meetings with specific teachers to discuss their instructional practice, being present at a PLC, and or running a staff development meeting. Number 3, district office time. District office time accounts for the paperwork and meetings you complete or attend in either your office or at the district office because the district office is requiring you to do so. Examples of district office work include HR department required paperwork, an all principals meeting with the superintendent, PD department required principal trainings, and or attending the monthly Board of Ed meeting. All of this accounts for district office time. Number four, office work time. Office work time reflects the time you spend completing paperwork, phone calls, and meetings to keep your own organization running smoothly. So examples include reviewing student data, phone calls with parents, answering email, running IEPs, meeting with your leadership team to discuss logistical issues. Hint here, if your goal is to work a 40 to 45 hour work week, then office work should account for no more than 15 hours of your week, or 30% of your total working hours. Number five, on-site meetings. On-site meeting time tracks the time you spend in meetings or functions at your site that typically involve 10 or more people. So for example, your monthly staff meeting, your PTA meeting, or hosting a district-wide event at your location all account for on-site meeting time. Number six, crisis management time. Crisis management time is pretty much just like it sounds. Hopefully you've been experiencing a lot less of it since beginning the podcast series. Basically, crisis management is time you spend dealing with random crisis situations which demand your immediate involvement. Examples include breaking up and then investigating fights, and or the angry parent that bursts into the front office demanding to see you right away. Pretty self-explanatory, crisis management. Number seven, off-site meeting time. Off-site meeting time represents programs you attend off-site because you choose to. So for example, the two-day program, your own administrator state conference, and or local association meetings with colleagues. All of this accounts for off-site meeting time. Number eight, supervision time. Supervision time, again, fairly self-explanatory. This category documents the time that you are assigned to an actual duty on the field, often for the purposes of keeping the peace. So examples of supervision time include attending sporting events, monitoring morning arrival, afternoon dismissal, hall duty, and or proctoring exams. So you got what each of the categories of time mean. Now let's talk about how to use the chart. The time tracking chart is laid out as an Excel spreadsheet 4 weeks at a glance. The farthest left side column depicts the days of the week. The top row lists each category of time previously described. Step number one, your secretary is going to insert the dates of each week you intend to track, Monday through Friday, in the far left column. Step number two, at the end of every workday, have your secretary take 5 minutes to transfer the data from your calendar into the time tracking chart into the appropriate time categories. Each day constitutes its own row to be filled in. Pay attention here now. Time on task should be inserted in minutes. The spreadsheet will then convert the minutes to hours in both the far right column and the bottom row. The far right column reflects how many total hours you worked on a specific day. The bottom row reflects how you spent your time in each category for the week. So for example, secretaries, if on Monday, March 15th, your administrator spends 5 hours completing office work, secretaries, you would insert 300, which represents 300 minutes, into the office work column for Monday, March 15th. If on the same day the administrator attends a 2-hour meeting at the district office, secretaries, please insert 120 into the district office column for Monday, March 15th, and so on. In your Friday daily meeting together, take 5 minutes to review the week's data and discuss the following. 1. In which categories did you achieve your time goals for the week? 2. In which categories did you fall short? 3. Did your results surprise you in any way? 4. What patterns did you observe? 5. What did you learn from using the tool this week? 6. How will you use this learning to impact next week's schedule design, as well as your own personal behavior? And 7. Probably most importantly, what questions or requests do you now have? Now, important coaching for the two of you. Don't judge the data as good or bad. This will impede your progress. It's just data. Keep in mind, too, it takes about a month to learn to use the tool correctly. So give yourselves a chance. Just plot the minutes and watch what happens. At first, the numbers may not appear accurate, or you may wrestle with what category certain activities fall into. That's completely normal. If you have questions about this part, post them at the online forum. There are many folks in TBC's community who have taken this journey ahead of you and can support you through your learning curve. The point is to initiate the benchmarking process and then stick with it. Why? If you've ever done Weight Watchers, you know. When you put down on paper everything you put in your mouth, what you put in your mouth alters and you start to lose weight. When you track how you spend every minute of every day and then critically analyze the data, you'll have insights about how you're working that will ultimately cause you to spend more time out in classrooms and fewer total hours at work. This is not a casual exercise. What you track and measure matters. That's why you chose to track it. Using TBC's time tracking chart is a key practice for working less, producing more, and still getting the job done in a sensible school week.